frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're when you will not be.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
After work on Friday, I was waiting for a bus. My mouth was dropping open and my gaze was vacuous. And in the British workers' classic pose, I was leaning on a door. When halfway down the wormy woodwork, quite by chance, I saw a little hole. Well, I know it sounds ridiculous, I know it's awfully odd, but I suddenly felt like giving that little hole a furtive prod. So I popped my finger in and then I waggled it about. But once I'd got the bleeder in, I couldn't get the bleeder out of the hole. The hole. Just a little hole in a door, in a door. Opposite the bus stop of the number 74. Suddenly my humdrum life was out of my control when I set my wretched eyes upon the hole. Into the night I heaved and strained, but still without success. Then a constable came and asked me for my name and my address. He said, I can pull you in for loitering and maliciously lingering. And furthermore, you're not supposed to have your finger in that there hole. The hole. Just a little hole in a door, in a door. How was I to know that I was breaking the law? They sent a big Alsatian and a vice squad patrol when they heard about my finger and the hole. A crowd sprang up, the streets were full, the public formed a queue. The national press and the BBC got ready to interview. They said, just smile please for the cameras and do stop fidgeting. Now tell the world just what it feels like with your digit inside a hole. A hole. Just a little hole in a door, small dark recess, nothing less, nothing more. It may seem quite absurd, but it is anything but droll, posing for your picture with your finger up a hole. And then they sent a special doctor with a special rubber glove and a very special finger and a very special shove. And he stroked around and groped around and wrote down in his book, the patient is doing nicely, but he's got his finger stuck up a hole. A hole. Just a little hole in a door, up came the fire brigade with choppers galore. The door flew off its hinges, it was quite a rigmarole. They took us off to prison, me, the door, and the hole. And then when I appeared in court, I cried, Millard, it isn't fair. Man will always poke a pole's Millard, because they're there. I'm innocent, I've drunk too deeply from life's bitter cup. And if you don't believe me, get your worshipful finger up any old hole. A hole. Just a little hole in a door. Seems I've got to live with it for now and nevermore. So vicar, come and give a wash and brush up to me soul, 'cause I'm off to meet me maker with me finger up an everlasting hole.
That was Jake Thackeray and The Hole, Mrs. Bernard Cribbins and Hole in the Ground.
There I was, a digging his hole, hole in the ground, so big and sort of round it was, and there was I, digging it deep. It was flat at the bottom and the sides were steep. When along comes this bloke in a bowler, which he lifted and scratched his head. Whoa, we looked down the old poor demented soul and he said, do you mind if I make a suggestion? Don't dig it there, dig it elsewhere. You're digging it round and it ought to be square. The shape of it's wrong, it's much too long, and you can't put a hole where a hole don't belong. I ask, what a liberty, eh? Nearly bashing right in the bowler. Well, there was I, a sturdy me-o, shoveling earth. For all that I was worth, I was, and there was him, standing up there so grand and official with his nose in the air. So I gave him a look sort of sideways and I leaned on me shovel and sighed. Whoa, I lit me a fag and having to go drag, I replied, I just couldn't bear to dig it elsewhere. I'm digging it round cause I don't want it square, and if you disagree it doesn't bother me. That's the place where the O's gonna be. Well, there we were discussing this hole, hole in the ground, so big and sort of round it was, it's not there now. The ground's all flat and beneath it is the bloke in the bowler hat. And that's that.
Now, the Staves with the title track from Dead and Born and Grown.
Colours fade away and things that were aren't here today, but time, it doesn't matter anymore. I'll meet you where we were before, then I'll stay the same and stand here on my own till everything is dead and born and grown. Just go at your own pace as you slip and tumble down from grace. We're safe in one another's company. I need you just as much as you need me, but I'll stay the same and stand here on my own till everything is dead and born and grown. Peace is set to fall. Am I here at all? As a little child may learn to sit or stand or wait his turn, the things you know slowly slip away. All we have is here and now today, and I'll stay the same and stand here on my own till everything is dead and born and grown. Till everything is dead and born and grown. Peace is set to fall. Am I here at all? Peace is set in stone. Dead and born and grown.
Next two tracks from Grace Potter's new album, Original Soul. First, At Your Request, followed by Somebody Fix Me.
There was a time we had it all, for worse or for better, you would come when I called.
request.
Knickers
dress my blue, blue jeans. I got no idea how I got so mean. And now my man, he up and left me. Left me in the dust. Doctor, lawyer, banker, tell me who can I trust? Somebody fix me. Fix me from hell.
Laura Marling and Breathe from Once I Was an Eagle.
You came here to tell me something I already know. The dark before the dawn is the darkest I can go. The calm before the storm is what leaves me here to breathe. So breathe. Of constant banging, throwing fists against the wall, screaming at the earth for what it's done to one and all. I came here to tell you something you already know. Just breathe. Breathe. Things I do. How cruel you were to me. How cruel time can be. I wrote you a book, but I left it out in the rain. Left it there to dry, but it got rained on once again. Of constant banging, throwing fists against the wall. Breathe. Thank you.
next Bob Marley's Redemption song, sung by Johnny Cash and Joe Strummer.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Now over to Uncle Buffo.
This week I have a short stand-up set from the somewhat bizarre comedian Andrew Lawrence, recorded in 2006.
It's lovely to be here, it's lovely to be anywhere that isn't home. I live in a gaping, black, greasy orifice of chlamydial doom. Croydon. I'll be honest, I'm here tonight because I need it. I need your love. I need the love of an audience to compensate for the fact. Doesn't matter where I go, cannot find a woman anywhere who'll touch me with a shitty stick. Fair enough, I suppose. It is quite a peculiar request. Imagine a disgusting scenario. You're very nice, Andrew. Do you want to come back to my house tonight? Stay in my bed? No, but here's a stick. It's got some shit on it. Poke me about a bit with that. See what happens. What sort of shit is it, Andrew? I just don't know. That's what's so arousing. Poke away. Let's find out. It may very well be continental. I'm an animal. An absolute animal in the bedroom department. Essentially, that's why I've been banned from John Lewis. Waddling around the shop floor, trousers round my ankles, screaming obscenities, jumping up and down the bed frames, defecating on the mattresses. Oh, it's a terrible business. I remember one occasion a shop assistant said to me, stop it. What are you doing? There's none of that. There's no defecation in John Lewis. I said to him, well, the thing is this. The customer is always right. He said, you're not a customer, you haven't bought anything. I said, of course I haven't. Take a look around you, what you see, It's all covered in shit. Suppose I should apologise for my voice. It's not a voice I'm adopting for comedic effect. It's a nervous disposition. Whenever I step up on stage, my throat closes up. I start to sound like a cartoon paedophile. Bring my mother up with this voice, she blows a whistle down the phone. Well, let me address a central issue straight away. I was a very ginger baby. Fuck you. I was a very ginger baby, almost touching on deformity. Parents were devastated. They wanted something blonde. Or Chinese. Anything but ginger, they couldn't cope. They abandoned me by the side of a river in a KFC bucket. I tried to climb out. The sides were too greasy. The truth is, I was raised by a family of squirrels. Red ones! We lived in a forest. We were very happy together for a while. There's not many of us that can say that we've suckled at the tit of a squirrel. Neither can I. This was only for a week. Mother came to retrieve me, but by then it was already too late. I'd already become a beast child of the woodland. In fullness of time, I became a very fat child. My swollen skull soiled with orange curls. The pubes of Satan. Porky the Ginger, they called me in the schoolyard. Porky the Ginger, throw stones at him, see him run like a Scotch egg on sausage legs. Well, it's a magical evening. It's a magical evening we'll all remember in years to come when the machines have taken over, the nuclear holocaust has burned the skin off all our faces. Remember this evening and smile a smile with a crispy burned-off faces as we're throwing piles of festering corpses into a river we will later drink from copiously, contracting the severest dysentery and dying in abject misery. Let's not dwell on the imminent apocalypse. Tonight's all about fun. Fun. Let's embrace the joy and frivolity of this occasion, then we can all go home, continue to wallow in our misery. Continue to ruminate bitterly on the many friends and family we've accumulated over the years, all of a poor quality and low calibre, all now clinging on to us vilely like the rankest black snot chunks clinging to the diseased nostril of a teenage glue-sniffing prostitute. Thank you. Oh, it's a magical evening. A lot of comedians, I suppose, have come up on stage and they'll maybe ask a few of you what you do for a living and then pour scorn on it. I'm not going to do that. That would be hypocrisy. I'm someone who 5 nights a week drives for anything up to 6 hours to talk shit at strangers for the kind of paycheck a shoe-stitching child of North Korea would happily spit on. When I finally arrive home at 3 a.m. in the morning, the bed I crawl into is an empty one, clothed in sheets that haven't been washed since I bought them. I bought them in 2001. John Lewis! Crying vigorously into my pillow, finally slipping into unconsciousness, only to be awoken at 7 a.m. the next morning by the sound of footsteps outside my window. Sound of civilized, industrious people making their way to their offices, and filled with a sense of my own purposelessness, the essentially worthless nature of the shitty career I've stumbled into. I spend all day ruminating bitterly on the bad hand life has dealt me until 5 p.m. I think I really ought to have some tea. So I have some tea and then I think I really ought to write some jokes. I write some jokes for all shit and I hate them. I hate myself. I want to die. I think about running a bath. I think about sitting in a bath and slitting my wrists. And then I think, fuck, that would be painful. I decide not to bother. Other days I wake up, I feel really rather quite chipper.
You're listening to DJ Frogs in the Window with Uncle Boffo's Comedy Spot on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Thank you, Uncle Boffo. Now here is Hex Vessel doing something not many people are brave enough to try, the cover of a Yoko Ono song. It's Woman of Salem.
Six in the morning of June. Sally Kegley, age 34, closed her diary she kept for two scores.
Thank you.
Now, from the new album No Elephants, these are Germano and three tracks: Last Straws for Sale, Ruminants, and Strange Bird.
Thank you. hogwash, bulldozer, way out of
Block and Candyman from her Avalon, a tribute to Mississippi John Hurt album.
Let me tell you about the Candyman. Bum, bum. Well, all you ladies, gather round the good sweet Candyman down at the Candyman. It's the Candyman. Thank you.
He's got a stick of candy just 9 inches long. He sells it fast to help him chew his corn. It's the candy man. Oh, it's the candy man. Uh-huh. Oh, sweet candy. All right. Well, y'all heard what Sister Johnson said. She always takes the candy stick to bed. He's the candy man.
Here's Alexander Rabbit with Far Away Man from the 1970 album The Hunchback of Notre Dame, The Bells Were My Friends.
Planned out his life in a room above the bar sign. He paints a portrait of his pretty dead white man. He's a faraway man, painting everything that he can for her. She was his great inspiration, who made him what he might be today. But now he's in a world of frustration as her memory comes back every day. And he's a faraway man, going all the places he can for her. All of his life he devoted to art, painting the pictures from his heart. He's a faraway man, living every day that he can for her. As he walks alone,
up to the grave way up on the hill. He remembers that he wasn't at home the night when she was killing. He's a faraway man, doing everything that he can for her. Now he's a poor and lonely soul, locked in a world that's grown so old.
And from the 2000 album, Glittering Cities, here is Susan Raven and Saturn.
Saturn, Sun, Moon, Earth, Jupiter, Venus, Vulcan. Saturn, Sun, Moon, Earth, Jupiter, Venus, Vulcan. Saturn, Sun, Moon, Earth, Jupiter. Center stage, a golden hand to light the scene and turn a winter's page. A power lies beneath your feet, a masterpiece above. It's a rich man who sees our beauty is our love. Search the skies above.
Oh, We took to the journey and everyone knew that the solo wind sang a heavenly tune, foretelling of the time of Saturn, sun and moon. And we all came tumbling down in time. Here we are on the bottom line. Hello, hello, wherever you are, I send you my love from near and far. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Venus, Vulcan, Saturn, Sun, Moon, Earth, Jupiter, Venus, Vulcan.
Well, that's it for this show. If you have been, thanks for listening.